thank God for the family. When God created the heavens and the earth, He also created and established three institutions for mankind, one at the time of creation and two later in time. With the creation, God established the first institution, the home or the family. Later, as the population of man grew, He established the nations. And though it was in the mind of God before the foundation of the earth, God established the church about 5,000 years after the creation. Thus, the home is the oldest divine institution. On the sixth day of creation, God created man in His own image and gave him dominion over the rest of His earthly creation. However, God saw it was not good for man to be alone. So from the rib of Adam, He created a woman whose purpose was to be a suitable helper for man. Upon the creation of woman, and because she was made of his flesh and of his bones, Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Just as Adam had named every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, Adam named the woman. Upon this marvelous occasion, God said, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Thus God established the institution of marriage, and therefore has a part in marriage in general and in each marriage in particular. In way of interest, when God chose to illustrate and to illuminate upon the divine institution of the church, He used both the divine institution of marriage and the nation. In fact, in one verse illustrates this point. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19, the Bible says, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." Christians are fellow citizens because their citizenship is in the heavenly kingdom, the kingdom of Christ and of God. And Christians are also of the household or family of God. As the church, we are the bride of Christ, who will be presented to Him without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, and who should be holy and without blemish. God has established the marriage as the closest union into which a man and a woman can engage. And He has established the home, which is the closest of all social units. When you think about those who are closest and just to you, you probably think about your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, your spouse, your children. More than likely, you think about your family. Thank God for the family, for the closeness of it, and the joy that brings to our lives on an everyday basis. Thank God for the family.